The Minister for National Administration says more than 100 people were killed in a remote area in southeastern Chad last week. Details of the attack are still being confirmed, says the minister's cabinet chief.
On a été informé qu'il y a eu un affrontement intercommunautaire.
We've been informed that there was an intercommunity conflict, says Bani Ganoso, head of the cabinet for the administration minister. The minister has gone to the site, and we are awaiting his report, he says. The country shares a long border with Sudan's Darfur region. For more than 3 years, the conflict there has spilled over the border into Chad. Hundreds of thousands of Sudanese refugees have fled to Chad. Darfur-based Janjaweed militias have followed, attacking Sudanese refugees and Chadians alike. And Chadian rebels operate from bases in Darfur. But this latest report puts violence deeper into Chadian territory. The villages involved, says Ganoso, are between 100 and 200 kilometers from the border. Adrian Fenu is an analyst at the London-based research group Global Insight.
It's much easier to function in a war situation as a nomadic tribe than a farmer. You have the potential to move out. So it's possible that these people who are moving are causing instability for the farmers and putting pressure on resources there.
But Fenier says that although the violence is in a different location, it is still part of the same conflict.
To me, it just appears to be part of the wider conflict. So it doesn't seem to be a specific to a brewing ethnic conflict in eastern Chad.
There have long been conflicts between herders and farmers along the Sahel region, where desert meets grassland. Although these conflicts are sometimes described as between Arabs and non-Arabs, Fenu says the ethnic distinctions are far more complex and localized. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.